Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez, and tonight it's just me. Sarah is on vacation right now, so I thought that I would treat you guys to what you've been asking for a super long time. We finally have some time to do it. I have a special guest tonight, Chad.
Hello, what's hello. Up? Hello, guys. I'm back. What's up? What's going on?
And we're going to bring back the retro Vanderpump Rules party episodes. So if you guys haven't listened to them, if you're not an OG pumper like some of the listeners are, you probably maybe have missed them because we haven't done them. And it's been like since January.
Yeah, it's been a while. So I want to, you know, get you guys up to speed on this. Our last retro episode was a while back, and you know, I've been taking some time out just working and haven't had a whole lot of time to do, you know, extra things. And the podcast was one of them. And, you know, I'm so sorry that we couldn't put those out like we had promised. We promised you guys we'd get these retro episodes up a lot sooner. But we will do our best to get them, you know, rolling again. And, you know, we're back.
Our baby's due in like 3 weeks. And so maybe the sleep deprivation and the weird hours will allow us to, like, in the middle of the night podcast.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it might work.
We could do them between feedings or something like that.
You know, yeah.
Between sleepless nights and feedings, we should be able to crank out a couple of retro episodes.
I think so.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to those, basically what we do is we go over the episode just like we do on our regular, podcasts, but it's fun to compare where we are now and,
So we recap a little bit of, with the knowledge of what's going on now and kind of looking back at, you know, how it went down in the past. So we kind of jump back and forth between, you know, how they're doing and
basically we like to look at like character development.
Yes. We like to see how they've aged or,
right,
you know, kind of some of them have fallen apart a little bit, but
well, that, or just when they like deliver, like, you know, like they try to drop like a truth bomb. They're like, I just, you know, no matter what, I just don't want this to happen. And then it's happened like 5 times since then. You know, that's kind of like with Jax or
we like
Stassi
to compare, like, you know, fresh face model Jax with the newer kind of old dad bod Jax.
Yeah. You know. Swollen Jax.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's jump in. So you guys, we are on season 2, episode 3. Now we thought we were a lot further than that. I think what happened is we did episode 2 and we kept watching over and over the episode, so we thought we were further, but
we got ahead of ourselves and we watched too many episodes, but we didn't recap them.
That's right. So this episode is called Only the Lonely, and this is a pretty iconic episode. This is when they go up to Stassi's mom's house in Lake Arrowhead and T. Sandy has a performance and shit just goes haywire.
Yeah, the title refers to the band The Motels and one of their hit songs, Only the Lonely.
Now, were you a fan of that band?
No, that was before my time. Not a big fan. I know that song.
Whose time is it?
It's like a 1970s band.
Okay.
You know, like an early 70s type of thing. Soft rock, you know, Journey, Boston, those types of bands.
All right.
You know what? I might be wrong, actually. It might have been in the 80s sometimes. I really don't know because I never followed that band.
Okay. And then just, sorry, you guys, just to get a little bit of news out of the way, Sarah and I will be podcasting this Saturday about our latest trip to Sur, where we saw the girls' night in. We have a lot of juice to spill about that. I mean, we pretty much already spilled it in the group, but trust me, it's worth hearing. Also, we are going to have a special guest on Saturday. So I'm hoping to actually release 2 episodes for you guys on Saturday. So hopefully 3 this week. Just because we love you. And yes, so that is what is going on. So new episode on Saturday about our trip to Sur. Okay, now we can get into it.
Oh, okay, wait. Sorry, real quick, just to clear it up. Martha Davis in The Motels. This song was early 80s, like 1982, something.
Really?
Like, yeah. And they did a tour back in 2013. I guess they're all over the place. You know, you'll see them perform at casinos and stuff. But back in 2013, they were doing like a little tour around, you know, the state. So that's where they picked up Tom in Lake Arrowhead.
Okay. Another interesting fact about Chad is when I did my little secret excursion to Tom, That was Chad's first time ever driving past Sur. And so tell us what you thought of Sur.
I mean, I'd been down in that area a long time ago. And I always thought the area was really small. And I didn't really remember that was West Hollywood, but we had gone there for Halloween a couple times. That Pride Parade, you know, back in the day.
We went to Gay Pride when Paris Hilton was the...
Yeah, Paris Hilton was a grand marshal. But that street always... Yeah, that street was like, it's just off the beaten path area and it's, you know, off to the side. And I always thought it was kind of like at an angle, like if you were skating down that street, you would just...
It is.
Okay. Yeah, it looks way different in real life than it does on TV.
I have to say that like when you are getting off the freeway or whatever and you drive down Robertson, it is weird how suddenly you're there. If you go in the back way, it throws you off of like where you are. So I kind of get that.
I missed it a couple times is what I'm saying. I really didn't expect it to be right there. Now, where Tom Tom is, where the other ones are, Pump.
Uh-huh.
Totally. That's like on the main drag. What's right. that street? Santa Monica,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's where I imagined Sur being on something like that. But it's kind of off to the, you know, it's down the side street.
Yeah.
But no, different than what I expected in real life. It looks a lot different than it does on TV.
It does.
But those locations.
Just like when they show DJ James Kennedy like spinning, that looks really different than how it actually is too.
I mean, because it gets crowded on the
super crowded
on the show. You see all these people. There's all this like valet and cars pulling up. But that's a tiny street.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine so many people jammed into one little area. But the... Pump and Tom Tom, those are prime locations. I think. Still a good area, you know, for restaurants and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump into this. So we start out, where do we start on this?
At Sur.
Okay, we start at Sur.
Lisa's arranging a bouquet.
Okay, Lisa loves to arrange a bouquet. Like this is always, like it's pretty much in every season multiple times. Yeah, so she's not just arranging a bouquet, but like a huge bouquet that looks like a funeral spray.
Well, this is Lisa's thing, isn't it? Like she's always been about getting the fresh flowers from the market, bringing them in, planting them strategically all over the restaurant. She even said one time that this, you know, this makes or breaks a restaurant, giving it the ambience with her, you know, flower arrangements.
I mean, I worked for someone like Lisa who literally thought that those certain like little things is what she contributed to the business. Like, and her, like the main owner did value things like that. So I think that is sometimes what people like Lisa bring to the table. You know, she likes to make things sexy. She likes to make them unique. And I do think she's good at it, but sometimes it just comes off annoying.
It's all in the details, everybody. Yeah. And she did it for under $150, by the way.
Which, yeah. I guess it was just like wildflowers, so I buy it.
Could you get a good bouquet like that for $150?
Well, when we lived downtown, I went to the flower mart also like she's talking about. First of all, I can't picture Lisa going there, but because it's literally on Skid Row. It's like right there.
She sends Sheena.
Yeah. No, Sheena can't see, she can't walk, and she can't eat. So it's like Max.
Well, they had some, you know.
Or Peter.
Third rung character in this episode, too, that she was talking to, who we don't really see again. One of the hostesses, but Jax walks in.
That girl actually does play a big role in the upcoming seasons. I can't think of her name right now. Oh, that's horrible. But no, that girl brings it a little bit.
Yeah. But we do get an appearance from Jax. He's coming in for his check and helps her lift the arrangement onto the desk. And then they talk a little about what they're going to be doing. So this was the beginning of their, I would say, season, their seasonal trips that they take, basically. Every mm-hmm. season there's a trip, mm-hmm. right? They took the RV in season 5 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
This Lake Arrowhead trip, this is iconic. This is a very iconic episode.
You know, I was wondering if Stassi was like semi-annoyed by Sheena and Rob's journey to Big Bear all the time. You know, like mentioning Big Bear, Big Bear, Big Bear. like they were the first ones to do it when Stassi did do it in the beginning.
Stassi was the first one to do it. She that's right. Yeah, because Lake Arrowhead's only like about an hour away from Big Bear. Right. So it's close.
Yes.
So that's Stassi's neck of the woods.
Yes.
But she did say she grew up in New Orleans, and that was...
That's right.
That was... That's her mom's house. That's where her mom moved with her brothers, or her brother and sister, after they left New Orleans, after Hurricane Katrina. But she still considers it home. So I guess that is... In a way, Stassi's stomping ground. So yeah, maybe she's a little bit jealous of Sheena and Rob's place up in her neck of the woods.
Yeah. Another thing that I always find interesting when they go to pick up their checks, if I had not worked in a restaurant, I would maybe not understand what they're doing picking up their checks. I think when they're saying they're picking up their checks, they're picking up their tips, don't you?
Yeah, maybe, but... I remember picking up my check. It was kind of a last priority, right?
Like, because your check's always small as a server. Yeah,
in the restaurant business, a check's the last thing on your mind because you have your tips. You get nightly tips or maybe weekly tips. Who knows how they do it there, but you'd get a nice little packet of cash or however.
Where Chad and I used to work, we would get nightly tips. So you would turn in all of your money and then the accounting department would go through and they would tip everyone out. And then the next day it was available for you to pick up.
Yes.
And so everyone, I mean, we were constantly in there. Like sometimes you could let it build up for like 3 days or something. Oh,
that's the best. When you're not at work for a couple of days, you come in and you get the previous couple nights tips.
Yeah.
Know, nice little packets, you know. You'd get like $90, $100.
Well, and I'm sure it's a shit ton of money.
Oh my gosh. I bet they get like at least $200 or $300 in tips.
Yeah. I think they've talked about that like $400, $500 a night or something.
Oh yeah. Easy. Nice.
Okay. So Lisa airs that she hates when they all go on vacation together. Lisa hates group trips, but she loves them for the show.
She loses out on her, you know, her
A-team.
Her A-team workforce. You know, the bartenders are gone. You don't get T. Sandy there. You don't get Jax. And at this time in the show, Kristen was still employed by Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes.
And Katie and everybody else. But, you know, they get ready and they're going out. They're getting, you know, they're packing down Katie's car in... For some reason, Schwartz decides to stay home.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. I don't think they told us why, but I'm assuming because that's all that fit in the car, and he comes up later. But I did notice that Katie is driving a white Ford Edge, and now she has a black Ford Edge. So she's really into that car. I mean, she's gone through two now in her career on Vanderpump Rules.
Maybe we should think about getting a Ford Edge. Hey, guys, we're in the market for a new vehicle.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got the baby on the way. So anybody has any suggestions on...
I just want to buy a car from somewhere where I can just text to do it and then show up and sign and not talk to anyone. I don't want to... go in there and like have to sit there for 4 hours. I hate that. Like it's literally what's holding me back from buying.
We don't want to have to haggle and BS with the salesman.
I don't want to look at anyone. Like no. I just want to like buy it over the text.
Yeah.
They have to be able to do that by now.
Like print out a nice coupon and
yeah.
order it online.
Yeah. And have someone deliver it.
That'd be sweet. Have someone drive. Maybe. Yeah. That'd be a good idea for a business, you know, no haggle.
It is. I got that app True Car. It was awesome. I totally thought I was buying a car, but you're renting it. Like you can rent it for obviously a year or however long you want, but you pick your payment. They deliver it to your door. It's pretty cool.
No way. How long do you get? You get to keep the car for a year?
It's like I think you can, but I thought that like the payment is as high as if you were owning it.
Monthly payments.
Yes. You know, like for a $30,000 car, it's like $500 a month or something.
So it's kind of like the next option besides a lease. It's like the alternative to a lease.
Yeah, I think it's the new thing. I think it's, you know, if we didn't have kids and we could be more flexible, you can trade your car every month or however, you know, if you want a Cadillac, you can do a Cadillac. If you want an SUV, you can do an SUV. You know, you can change it. They'll deliver it to your house anytime you want.
That's cool. Less commitment, a little less permanent.
Okay, we're veering off. But yeah, I did notice Katie's car. So they pile into the car. They make note as they're loading that T. Sandy and Kristen are late, and Stassi's annoyed, even though literally she walked up 1 minute before. Did you notice that?
Yeah, well, they have to, I mean, they get into it right away. The reason they're late, Tom and
Kristen
are fighting, and, you know, they've been having trouble ever since Tom was exposed that he was cheating on her, and, you know, he hooked up with somebody in Vegas. So they're going at it. Kristen's not having it. She's totally annoyed with Tom. She doesn't want to hear anything he has to say. He looks a little teary-eyed in this car ride up.
He seems just like beaten down. You know, like he's like, he keeps on saying that he's trying really hard to make it work. But I also see that, he just seems like just like a beaten horse.
I mean, Kristen's always been real dominating, a real kind of dominating force in the relationship. She's always had her thumb on Tom, and I can see like how Jack sees it too. He's making these comments like, "Come on, just break up already." So I think that has a little to do with Tom's misery. I mean, the guy's sitting bitch, for God's sake, the whole ride up to Lake Arrowhead. I mean, that's a 2 hour ride.
Yeah, why'd they put him in the middle?
I don't know. He's a pretty tall guy. Right? Jax is on the...
Yeah, why didn't they put Kristen in the frickin' middle?
Jax is on the right, Kristen's on the left, and Tom's sitting bitch. Like, that's a pretty tough spot to sit the whole way. Like,
I don't really call that sitting bitch.
It's sitting bitch, yeah. Like, or, you know, like, we used to joke back in the day, like, when we were kids, like, you're sitting in the middle, you're skiing. Get it? Like, you're sitting in the middle, like, you're sitting bitch. You're basically the bitch. If there's two dudes on either side,
yeah,
you grab their, you know what, and you go skiing.
Ew! Yeah.
It's a demeaning way of saying, like, you're sitting in the middle.
That's disgusting. Right?
So that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to sit in the middle. So always call shotgun. Who's sitting shotgun?
Stassi,
yeah, of course. Who's driving, by the way?
Katie.
Oh, Katie. All right. Where's the camera crew?
I could see GoPros in there. Like, there was, like, little mounted cameras.
Cool.
And then I also noticed that Stassi is the only one who brought her dog.
Really?
I don't know that they were all big dog owners back then.
I know Jax and Stassi had their dogs, and there was a big issue when they broke up, like who was going to take the dogs and whatever.
Yeah, and there's a mystery dog that like went missing. Like one was like on the show and then suddenly it wasn't.
What was his name?
I forget.
It was Stassi's dog?
Yeah.
And I
think she said that she gave it to someone, but, you know.
Was it a Stassi and Jack's dog, or was it just this? Was it at the time when Stassi was single, she bought a dog to make herself feel better?
I don't know. You're calling me out on trivia right now that I should know.
Was this a breakup dog, is what I'm saying, you know?
I don't think so.
Yeah, dogs mysteriously disappear a lot of the times. We've seen this before, where people get dogs.
I mean, the Kardashians are like the biggest example, I feel like.
Yeah, the dogs suddenly disappear, you know.
We also have like a lot of family and friends that like they'll post and be like, we got our kids a dog, and then suddenly it's like they post like a month later, we got our kids a dog, like what happened to the other one?
Yeah, or like a year later you look at their posts and there's no more dog, or you go to their house and they don't have a dog. It's like, yeah. What happened to your dog?
It's like it ran away, or like it's always like something horrifying.
Yeah, aka we
weren't watching it.
Took it to the shelter.
Ooh.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, what do people do? They don't drop dogs off anymore. I mean, that's...
I think you get shamed into that now. Like, I'm sure the shelter's like, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, that's not as bad as what people used to just take their dogs and just let them off on the street somewhere, you know? Like, just dump them in a park, but... I'm sure you get really busted for that. But neither way, I don't think it's very cool. Yeah, the better alternative, give them to a friend or a loving family. Or don't buy a dog at all. If you're not that, you know, responsible, or your kids aren't, you're not really sure about your kids.
It really is a big commitment.
Very big.
Okay, so they're in the car. They're driving up to Lake Arrowhead, and it's tense AF. Katie and Tom start fighting right away. And
about face wipes. Tom didn't get her face wipes the night before. And Stassi lets him in on a little secret. It's not about the face wipes. It's about the underlying
I wish she would have repeated it's not about the face wipes, but she said it's not about the milk. She really effed that line up.
I mean, Kristen's got, I mean, we could shed a little light on this episode, right?
Well, like, I just want to ask you something. Like, at this point, and pretend like you know nothing about the future.
Okay.
Like, were you down for Kristen and Tom's relationship? Were you rooting for them? And were you rooting for Jax and Stassi?
I was rooting for Tom in this situation. I was like, you know, oh, you know, come on. Like, you know, maybe he can crawl back from this. Maybe he can get back in her good graces. Because she really shamed him here. She made him look like a fool. And I felt bad for the guy. Yeah, you're really in Tom's head right here. Like, what is he going to do? He made this mistake. This relationship is finished. Kristen really wants him to work on it. She's really pulling out all the stops and making it seem like she's had enough and that she's on her way out. But what do we learn later on? That there's no possible way she was going to go. You know what I mean?
That she was going to leave?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. But she's got the power here.
Yeah, she's posturing for sure.
Totally. Like, she knows how to use that position. She totally positioned herself right here. And she's wearing the pants. I mean, like I said, the guy's sitting bitch. I just feel bad for him. I think he's beaten down. He gets totally humiliated by Kristen. And I just think it's sad.
Yeah. You know, obviously, I know more about T. Sandy and his theatrics that he can pull. So I have a hard time watching it now as innocently as I did in the beginning. But I personally like enjoy Kristen dragging him here. Like, I think it's like a girl thing of just like enjoying seeing a dude just dragged.
It's kind of well deserved too, because Tom is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But the Jackson Stassi thing, I guess everybody was rooting for them at this time, right?
Yeah.
Because they're the two main characters. And you spent the entire first season seeing how their relationship unfolded. And they were the power couple, right? They were like the Brad and Angelina Jolie of Vanderpump Rules.
I feel like in this episode, it's like we're wondering, like, okay, can the gang get back together? Like, are we going to finally have like the gang happy and back together? You know, is Stassi going to give him a chance? Like, that's what I thought was going to happen in this episode.
Well, I mean, and they were such a good looking couple.
Yeah.
You know, like, they really, I mean, everybody wanted to be like them. Everybody wanted, you know, to be like Jax and Stassi, I guess, especially out of the whole group. I think they were the leaders, I guess.
Oh, totally. Okay. So they decide to stop at a beach before they get to Stassi's mom's house.
And this is where Jax reveals his Stassi signature tattoo. Well, he's going, you know, he's not going shirtless in this episode. He's wearing his poncho and they're like, come on, just take it off. And he's being real coy about it. And Stassi, I don't think she knows. Do you think somebody knows? Because they're talking about it. They're like, come on, let's just, did he tell anybody?
I'm sure he did. He has a big mouth. Yeah, because I felt like Katie was like, what's under your arm? Like, how would she know to say that if she didn't?
So Schwartz and Sandoval probably told them.
I think, weren't they, because we recapped that episode, weren't they there? And they're like, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. But so my whole point is this, is Stassi's looking like she's not giving it away, like she knows. You know, most people would just be like,
I think they kept it from her to get that reaction because it was priceless. So, so they get to this beach. Now, me and you and Sarah and Michaela went to Big Bear.
Yes.
And we went on a quote unquote beach in Big Bear. And so it's similar to where it is in Arrowhead. Now, it's not like that wasn't like layout weather.
No. I mean, I
don't know what time of the year it is here.
I mean, it was sunny.
That's true.
It was nice and sunny. It was a clear day.
It just seems so weird how like they like roll up and they like they're taking off their clothes.
Yeah, it's like a day on Venice Beach. They got the little booty shorts and the thongs. I mean, those beaches are kind of rocky, right? They're pretty rocky, but I mean, there was some sand there and they had some boards.
And they just all look so young and so youthful, so thin. Just that young, like, their bodies are all young.
Yeah, this is like walk around naked, no shame body, like 19-year-old, you know.
Yes.
You look good in everything. Yes. So.
And you don't know at the time. That's like the worst part of
how life is. No, you don't appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm so ugly. I'm so fat and old. And it's like, no. See yourself. Go back and look at some photos when you're in your 30s or 40s and look back at your youthful body and tell me you look fat.
Yeah.
So.
No. That always happens.
Yeah. I mean, they look great. Everybody's, you know, just chilling. And then they keep telling Jax, come on, take off your shirt. Let's just see it. So,
and T. Sandy whips his off right away. And he's like fully flexing his abs. And they're like, if Jax isn't taking off his shirt, something's definitely wrong. And so finally, reluctantly, he pulls his like pullover gray sweater over his head. And he starts off by showing his arm tattoo, and everyone's like, oh, wow, cool.
It's like what is that? It's like an eagle and a snake or something.
Something.
Was that a new tattoo? Because they were acting like that thing was the new tattoo.
They were commenting on it like it was.
Maybe he added a little bit to it, some shading or something.
Yeah, so he's showing that, and that's when Katie yells, no, what's under there? And Stassi, like they have Stassi standing near him, and that's when he lifts up the wing of his arm, and she sees that it's her signature.
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, the look on her face is like totally priceless. And you could tell, I don't know. Tell me about, what do you think here? Am I wrong? It was like Stassi, her like panties were like.
Well, that's what I didn't want to say that. But yes, her bikini was wet immediately.
Niagara Falls.
Yes, yes. Which is so disgusting. But that is literally written on her face that she's like, because she's obsessed with herself. And she's obsessed with him worshiping her. And it was like the best of like both worlds.
I think that's probably what it had more to do with. Like more of with her vanity and his pathetic like clinging.
Like she loves seeing her name and then seeing it like just engraved onto his skin. She was like, it was like evil and happiness together.
It's like walking by like a movie marquee and seeing your name in lights to her. That's basically what it was.
Yes.
That was something that Jax was kind of worried about, and Tom was saying like, wow, that could have been a bad situation, but I think that actually went pretty well.
And I also think she got so much pleasure out of the fact that he did it well. He's not in a good place with her. Like, that's how desperate he is. Like, she saw it as like desperation and admiration.
Well, no, the night before they had gone to dinner, and that's when they had that big fight. You know, she's talking about Frank and how they're, you know, messing around, and Jax doesn't really have a chance. So he does he's got a full breakdown. This is the day of the tattoo. So I think he planned on revealing it to her that night.
I do too.
That's why he took her to dinner.
I do too.
Because I don't think they were doing that stuff. They weren't going to dinner. They weren't really interacting. You know, he was just picking up her laundry and doing daily routines like that, taking her dog on walks. But I don't think she was, seeing him, you know, at night for dates or anything. She's too busy seeing Frank at this moment. But, you know, they went on a little date, little dinner date, and I think that's where he planned to reveal it, and it didn't go so well. So this was the next best thing. But good reveal, by the way. And everybody else was kind of impressed. Katie and Kristen seemed to approve. And Stassi was really excited. I mean, she was just like covering her mouth. She couldn't contain her smile. She was like really cheesing it up.
Yeah, it was great. Great reaction.
Yeah. So they went out for a paddle and they talked about it a little bit.
There was just like, again, like such sexual tension between those two. Like you could tell she wanted to like jump into his arms, and like there's just this tension between them. You can't make it up.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, we got a little taste of it right here, like from the first season. Chemistry kind of came back a little bit here, but now they head up to
Stassi's, Dana's house. Yes,
you know, Stassi's mom's. And this is where, yeah, she had said that, you know, they moved here after she had left college because Hurricane Katrina had devastated her hometown in New Orleans, and that's where they had, I guess, she had grown up there, so they moved when Hurricane Katrina happened. So her mom went here, and her dad, where's her dad live, by the way? LA?
I mean, he did live in New Orleans also.
Even now? Did he stay while they
I don't know, but We asked our Facebook group. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, join our closed and private Facebook group. It's so much fun and there's so much info in there. But I did a poll and I said, who should we do our next deep dive on? We know we've done one on Britney. And the winner was Stassi. So we're going to do a deep dive on Stassi. And I want to like find pictures of her childhood home. You know, maybe it's on Zillow or something. We can tour it. And yeah, see what's up with her parents, you know, see where they're living. I found Dana's house and the address and everything.
Dana's house in
Yeah, and there's Arrowhead. Pictures online. You can like funnel through those.
I mean, that's a great place. I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, our trip to Big Bear was so much fun. I would recommend that to anybody. Go to
Rob's house.
Rob's house. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chad really liked it.
That was a great spot. I mean, it's beautiful and it's right there. I mean, it looks a little different than it did on TV because I imagine...
It looks better.
It looks better. Yeah. 10 times better. It's such an awesome spot. I can't imagine...
Like you understand why it's Rob's happy place.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. The sunsets were amazing. It was right on the lake. Very
prime
quiet.
Position.
Prime
yeah.
position. It's mm-hmm. almost like in a sort of like a cove, but open to the lake, Big Bear Lake. I mean, it was just a great spot. So much fun. We spent a couple days up there and I would go back for sure.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay, yeah, so they get up to Stassi's mom's house and Jax is a little nervous because he hasn't seen her family since the whole cheating scandal came out. And, you know, never fun to face the parents after you've broken the daughter's heart. And so he goes in there and, you know, T. Sandy's like, oh, I wouldn't want to do this.
I mean, he made amends, or he didn't make amends, but he talked to her dad, which I would say would probably be a little bit more difficult than talking to the mom. But according to Jax, the dad's tough, but Dana's a little bit tougher. So yeah, he's definitely feeling the nerves. She gives him a courtesy hug, though, welcomes him into the house, and they all pile in and they greet Stassi, and then they get their rooms. And yeah, Jax and Sandoval are talking about this, and Sandoval's given him a little bit of a pep talk because, you know, he said, hey, that, you know, with the hotel, tattoo reveal went so well, you know, maybe you got a good shot here. So, you know.
Yeah, I like that. They're in the room and Jax is like, that couldn't have gone any better. Like he's showing the same energy and like, again, like sexual tension that Stassi is. Like they are both so into it. Like I bet you anything that when they hooked up, when they would fuck, they looked in the mirror at themselves.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like not at each other, themselves.
Yeah, themselves. They're getting off on themselves. Like Jax is flexing and Stassi's like tossing her hair back and making like duck lips.
Or like when Jax would be like licking her feet, like he like checks the mirror and so does she.
She's like, they're really feeling themselves, man. Yeah. They love it.
No, I think like they, but I just feel like they got off on like themselves, you know, yeah. Like, and like what they looked like together.
For sure. And so he's got this real overconfident view now on the situation and where it's going and because of the tattoo. But they kind of juxtapose this scene along with Stassi and her mom's conversation. So her mom is a little thrown back at what's going on. First off, that they went to dinner, I think she kind of feels that maybe Stassi's not being true to herself. She's kind of falling back and just being lazy and, you know, getting back into the routine of leading Jax on. But she tells her, you know, that's not the case. She's been real clear about this is not... a romantic situation. You're still on the outs with me and you're still destined to be my slave as long as I can milk it for. And you got a lot of a long time to prove me wrong here. So she's telling him that she's not letting him off that easy, but her mom's a little suspicious. She says she doesn't trust Jax. But Jax is definitely feeling himself. He's got the confidence back.
Yeah. Yeah, and I loved how Stassi's mom kind of called her out and was like, what are you doing? Like, I can tell that you're up to something and you're being Stassi about this and you need to, it's been a year. You need to figure your shit out. Which I appreciate because, I mean, I know there's some moms that like just fully enable and it won't say anything. And I felt like she kind of said something.
Yeah, no, she definitely doesn't enable Stassi. Yeah, she looks like she calls her on her bullshit, but... She understands that Stassi's just going to do whatever she wants. But yeah, Stassi says she's definitely liking the attention. She's definitely liking Jack's scrambling in the midst of this breakup.
And she doesn't like being called out by her mom either. She like even her mom like tries to like interject and she's like, let me talk. You know, like you could tell that I bet those two have blowout fights because they kind of are both, you know,
they kind of seem like the same sort of personality. Yeah,
yes.
I think they both desire or require a lot of attention.
Yes.
A lot of focus.
Totally.
So maybe they do butt heads quite a bit, but she seems to know her daughter pretty well and what she's doing.
But I thought in this episode, she looked great. I mean, she looks amazing and she's hanging right in there with all the young people.
Yeah. So. Her mom looks pretty young.
Yeah. So, then what? They go to dinner or something? They go to dinner.
No, they have dinner.
They have dinner.
Yeah, they have dinner at the house. Just a little family dinner. It's everybody, Stassi's sister.
I thought they went out for drinks or something after, though.
No, I don't think so. Who was Stassi's... So Stassi has a sister.
Georgina.
And a little brother.
Yeah.
Nikolai.
Yes.
And that's it.
She has a brother, too.
Older brother.
Yes.
Okay. That's it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
All right. I thought she had an older sister or something, or someone that was... No, that's it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so they're there. The whole family's there. Tom, Katie, you know, Kristen and all them. They're sitting down, big table for dinner. Chicken enchiladas look like, something like that.
Yeah, but when does Kristen attack him about his glasses?
That was, yeah, when was that?
I think they went out for drinks after because then T. Sandy made the comment when he's like, well, like, I think Dana sure knows how to go out and toss him back.
Oh,
like
that's
mother,
right.
Like daughter.
Okay. Yeah. Mother, like daughter.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think they went out after having dinner or something, or there's okay. some scene we're missing.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought they were, okay. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I thought they were drinking at home.
No, they did. She had a whole, like, I thought that was interesting too. Like, my mom would never put out alcohol like that for
never.
My friends. Never.
Even now, like, doesn't matter how old you are. Like, yeah. No, I thought
like,
that was.
And even if I, like, bought it all, even if I, like, went to Costco and, like, had, like, all, like, my mom would be like, what are you doing? Like, that's so. inappropriate. And she had like a full on, like it looked like a restaurant bar on her sink.
Is this the cool mom, like from school, you know, like the kids always had the cool mom? This is the cool mom that bought the kids the beer, the
probably
the peach schnapps, and said as long as you drink it here.
It just seems like natural to her, though. Like, I feel like that's just how she runs her house. Like, she makes a cocktail, and
maybe he's going as far as throwing a pimp and hoe party for your daughter. like Brittany's mom.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think they're a little bit different, but.
Yeah, maybe.
We should do a mom episode.
Yeah. You should get the moms on the
Podcast. We've tried.
You've tried to contact them?
Yeah,
before?
Yeah. They're a little hesitant.
Holly and Sarah have had some great guests. I mean, I like how they go that route of not your typical guest. I mean, they've had Jeremy, Ariana's brother.
Faith.
Brittany's boyfriend, Aaron. That was a great interview. I mean, a lot of good episodes. Go back and check those out for sure. The interviews they had, they're going to have some more coming up. But Holly and Sarah got some great interviews with the not-so-common stars, but very, very good
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I love getting little tidbits from them.
Yeah, but so Stassi's mom is knocking them back, and they're all talking about... I don't know, some bullshit, but
they were saying like, where's Waldo? I think they were making fun of what T. Sandy was wearing or something. So he cracks a joke and he's like, oh yeah, well, my glasses. And Kristen's like, your glasses, you got those 2 days ago. Like, she just like roasts the hell out of him in front of everyone. They're like sitting at this like intimate table out, like having drinks. And Kristen just goes in front of everyone.
I know this technique too. And this is something that somebody does when they can't stand you. Like, everything that you're doing is bothering them.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Where does that hatred come from? She hates Tom this much? Like, she
I
really
think
it is
comes
it
from
him.
It comes from, like, she's fed up. She can't hear it anymore. Like, I think that, like, a good girlfriend would sit there and, like, smile and laugh and, like, be supportive. But I think after you've heard it too much, T. Sandy, I mean... At this point, I did not know what I know now. So I'm going off of what I know now. T. Sandy's a freaking know-it-all. He has something to say about every single thing. So I can absolutely understand how if Kristen was fed up with him, that she is snapping. Now, when I watched this episode originally, I was like, God, what a bitch. Like, Kristen, like, just let him, like, have the weekend to, like, do his show or whatever. But now I actually question, like, Ariana on this a lot. Like, there's no way that she doesn't snap like Kristen is.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, if you hear him on other podcasts or anything, like, he's just every single subject, he has something to say about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think most of the time he's full of shit. And so she just can't, she's, like, just past the point of being able to pretend.
Yeah, she can't deal anymore. Yeah, he is a bit of a know-it-all, even when, just of everything. Yeah, I guess you can bring anything up. He's got something to say about it.
But he didn't, in this particular example, he didn't do anything that crossed the line as annoying to me.
I mean, he's not rude about it. He's not mean about it.
No.
I mean, he's just annoying. I guess that's all you can really say bad about this particular exchange.
Yeah,
he's being a bit annoying, but she's got it in for Tom at this moment, and she's not gonna let
him. It's like I it's almost like you couldn't help but, like, make a face at the TV, like, what the heck. Like, it just didn't make sense why she was, like, going in on him so hard. It just looked like she was determined to, like, ruin any happiness he was having this weekend of celebrating a little bit of success with his band.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a performance coming up. I mean, you gotta get the guy, you know, ready, and
yeah,
don't give him, you know, any stress. It's gotta be a stress-free weekend. He's got a performance, but so, yeah, she's really laying into him.
So they finally filter out of the bar. They go back home. Stassi says she can't wait to get her makeup off. Like, they're all, like, peeing and pooping and changing and, like, going off.
Yeah, like, farting and, like, it's, yeah, just real gross.
In their thongs and
in big old glasses.
Yeah.
Big old Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah, they got to put their glasses on.
And their headgear and braces.
Yeah. And T. Sandy, you know, he has a show tomorrow. And so he's, like, you know, working out his fingers a little bit on some guitar exercises. He's not plugged into his amp. He's just strumming. So it's like, do, 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 do.
Yes. And listen, I know this very well because I play guitar, by the way. I play guitar. So I understand. Yeah, you got to get your fingers warmed up. He's doing a little bit of practice runs and some scales. You know, he's just trying to loosen up and get that muscle memory back.
And he's in a bedroom.
Those guitars, first off, this is not an acoustic guitar. So it's not making any sound. Okay, it's an electric guitar, unplugged. It barely makes any sound. You can barely hear those things. So he's in the room by himself, and then here comes Kristen.
Kristen comes out of the bathroom, and she's like, Tom, did you ask permission to do that? And he's like, what? He's like, it's not even plugged in. Like, what's the problem? And she's like, it's just rude. I just don't think you should do that. Like, this is Stassi's family's house. And again, this is exactly like what you said. This is a reaction of someone who cannot stand the person that they're looking at.
No. I mean, and she does it in this really passive aggressive way that's, like,
she's actually
humiliating.
Yeah, she's pretending like she's, like, being, like, caring towards Stassi, and she's actually, like, whispering, but she's saying it with, like, this tone where it's, you can tell it's, like, it's making T. Sandy spiral. Like, he's about ready to just, like, implode.
Yeah, he's about to lose his shit here, but he's keeping it together.
And he's like, why? What? Like, he's trying to defend himself, and she's just getting mad. Like, she's just, like, hushing him more.
I mean, and then he goes in. So then he goes in for a kiss and a hug.
And she turns her head and is like, no, like, don't do this. It's weird.
She even goes like, ew, no. Like,
yeah.
Denied.
Yes.
Like, total.
And then to top it off, to make it even worse, she's like, we don't even sleep together. Like, what are you, like? And he like audibly made he's like, come on. Like, those are the type of things that you probably don't want brought up on camera.
No, and that's something that she could have just kind of kept to herself.
Yes.
Right? But she decided to air it out right there at that moment.
Just humiliate him more.
Yeah, humiliate him like a little bit more there. Just like to stick the knife in and just twist it.
So then she retreats into the girls' room. So she's in with Stassi and Katie, and she like sits down and like shrugs her shoulders, and she's like, like, things with Tom just are not going well. And then Tom can't handle it. He has to stick his head in and fight some more. And the girls are just not having it.
Oh, Katie's not having it. Katie keeps pushing him out.
Now, that kind of bothered me. That like, it just seems like, I feel like, but it's Kristen's fault. Kristen should have stood up and handled her shit like a woman and said, let's go talk for a second and shut the door instead of involving her friends in the whole situation.
Yeah, because they're, you know, they're trying to have her back and she's just sitting there kind of hiding behind them. Tom's trying to get a word in. So,
because, I mean, imagine, like, if the roles were reversed. Like, if Kristen was trying to talk to Tom and Jax pointed his finger at Kristen and all of the guys rallied around Tom.
That's happened a lot in the newer episodes where, you know, they're fighting and whatever. No, they can't handle it at all. Like, everybody goes nuts anytime that happens. And, you know, Jax gets involved or any of the guys. Like, they really have a shit fit. Even some of the scenes with Katie and Tom, Tequila Katie and Tom Schwartz, you know, where they fight.
Yeah.
Like, you know, anytime people get involved, you know, she doesn't like it, but she's getting involved here. She's telling Tom to just go away.
Well, and some of her gestures were really aggressive. Like, she put her hand out and, like, was, like, pointing her finger and, like, shoving him out the door. I mean, that would be enough to, like, I would be, like, punching.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to talk to your girlfriend?
Or I would just, like, if that was you, I would just give you, like, one look and be like, I dare you to stay with your friends right now. Either you get out here and talk to me and we fix this, or, you know, like, that would not fly. I would not, like, go to bed easily.
Yeah, that's not a good couple move, especially if you're, like, you're having a disagreement. Like, go handle that.
And then, like, it's just opening, like, that's why, like, Stassi and Katie are so anti-Kristen and Tom because they've just lost respect for their relationship, and Kristen's allowing that. She's letting everyone shit all over Tom.
Yeah, you look back and wonder why they're so bold when it comes to, you know, commenting on the relationships. You know, Stassi and Katie get very candid and bold about, you know, how they feel about this. And maybe they're just tired of hearing about it. Who knows? I would be too, but she's not giving Tom any sort of leeway here, and they make him feel even stupider when Katie's like, "Ugh, you're drunk, just take off." And then I think Tom loses it right there. He's like, "Really? Really?"
He's like, "Is this the dark side, Katie?"
Yeah. This was before Tequila Katie, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
The term had not been coined yet, but he was trying to.
It was dark side Katie.
Dark side.
Okay, so dark side Katie.
And she loses it when he says that. You can you can tell they have, like, little triggers that they do not want brought up on camera, and when someone does it, they lose it.
Yeah. Any comments of Katie's drinking we've seen have, you know, thrown her into sort of a tizzy. She doesn't like
so,
that.
So, yeah. So the girls, you know, go to bed. They shut the door and they're just, like, rolling their eyes. T. Sandy finally retreats. Jax, like, doesn't give a shit. He's just like, I'm staying out of this. And that's kind of it for the night.
Yeah. I mean, if you were worried about the guitar making noise.
My gosh. Well, Stassi kept shushing him.
Maybe the fighting in the hallway should cease. But yeah, they go to bed drunk and unresolved, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so let's hop over back to Sur and check in with what's going on over there since the gang is in Lake Arrowhead.
Yes, we got to check in with Sur, which is like the other main character in a way, right? The restaurant itself.
Always.
Oh, by the way, the intro, I don't know if I mentioned this before. I guess I have maybe throughout the season. The intro, the people in the intro, there's like 10 of them, you know, like Lisa, Ken, Jack, Stassi, whatever. There's like the very few main characters. Look at the intro now. There's like 50 people in there.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
It's like Sheena's sister, Sheena's, you know, roommate.
That's not true.
There's a bunch of people. But okay. Yeah. So back to Sur. Back to the Lisa and the employees. They're talking about Sheena. But no. Wine tasting, right? She's buying wine from a dude.
Yeah. Was that before or after?
Let's talk about
the Sheena. So.
Well, this comes up during that, right? So she's purchasing wine from a vendor, twist bottle.
Yeah.
Right. She's not into it. She wants the cork.
She's high class. She needs something.
She needs a romanticism.
Yes.
Right. She needs the pop.
Look around. That's what she does. Yeah. That's what she creates.
She likes things to be very visceral and
extravagant.
But they purchase wine, right, for the store. Peter's a big wine drinker. He's a connoisseur of wines. And he's got a little something to say about the current situation with the workers, because he's the manager. They're having a little, the workers are having problems with Sheena and how she's constantly being, you know, her
hypochondriac.
Yeah. Her, first it was her foot, and then it was her teeth, and now it's her eyes, something like that. So he raises concerns with Lisa. Lisa's, you know, she's on Sheena's side. She likes Sheena. She thinks she's a good worker, and she doesn't have a problem with it. But Peter's relaying info that maybe there's some issues with the other hostesses or waitresses with Sheena.
Now, Lisa's always had a soft spot for Sheena. It's always been very interesting to me. I've always wondered what Sheena does differently than, like, let's say, Kristen.
I think Sheena's, like, a little bit more relatable, maybe, to Lisa. I think she also shows a bit more respect. That's one thing about Sheena is, like, even if she's drama, high maintenance, whatever, she still shows respect for her boss or whoever. And she does what she's told, I believe, right?
That, and I also, from personal experience, she's always worked. She's always been there.
Yeah.
Even in the beginning, like, she was, like, waiting tables at Villa Blanca. She was waiting, I mean, she's been our server at all over the place. I mean, she's just constantly working. So I think that that holds a lot of value for Lisa, that she can count on Sheena.
So this wasn't for a day off. This wasn't for some time away so she could go say she was going to be at home but go shopping. She's not trying to get time off work. She's not trying to avoid work here.
I don't know. I from what I've seen, I wouldn't say that. She seems like a very hard worker.
Yeah. So I think it has more to do with, like, maybe attention.
Attention, yeah.
She's just an attention.
Because she's still coming to work with all of these injuries. It's not like a true a-hole would stay home and say, my eye is scratched.
Like, what would Stassi do?
Yeah, she'd be like, I need to take, like, a leave of absence.
I need the week off, yeah. So, and she does that. You see in some episodes, Stassi's constantly trying to avoid work. But Sheena's on a whole different sort of game
here. Yeah, and I think that, like, through the years, like, everyone can attest to that. Like, she's always at the restaurant.
Maybe it was just another way of getting a storyline or something, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Storyline. This is my thing right here. Maybe she wasn't given the best, juiciest stories, right? She's kind of left behind.
Some injuries. So in the next scene with Sheena, with Lisa, we get to see Christina Kelly. Now, Christina Kelly is an old school character. We don't see her much anymore. She's still around. And talk about a hard worker. Christina Kelly, I'm pretty sure, has been at Sir every single time that Sarah and I have gone. Waiting tables.
She's still there?
Yes. And she works. I mean, she has, like, she always has a section. She's always working. She's not just walking around and taking pictures. Because some people don't even recognize her because she's so OG.
I mean, was she a potential cast member here? I mean, they really set her up. She had her own talking situation, you know, her own talking head.
She played a big role in the beginning. I mean, she was like Stassi's, like, little friend, you know, like her little shit talking friend. And then when Stassi comes back after, you know, coming up in the next seasons, Christina Kelly's one of her only friends again. So she plays a vital role of being a friend.
But you don't see her too much anymore at all. Not in the later seasons.
No, no.
And she wasn't given a starring role or even a support, whatever, you know what I mean? Do you think she was X'd out or do you think she took a voluntary step back?
Yeah, I got the vibe that she never was, it was never like something that she wanted fully. I think that if she did want it, she could have done it, because out of all of the characters that are kind of like in the supporting roles, she brought a lot of drama. Like, she was not afraid to jump on a side that was, I don't know. I felt like Christina Kelly had the best shot out of everyone.
Maybe she's a native Californian.
She is, I think.
Okay. Yeah, this is the thing I see a lot with reality stars or stars in general. Native Californians seem to be the least interested in going the fame route for some reason. I don't know if that's really true, but...
Well, I'm a native Californian and I would take the fame route.
Holly's the exception, for sure. That's definitely for sure.
Although, I don't know, like, if I was given the opportunity, like, if I worked at Sir and they're like, okay, here you go, I don't know if I would know how to bring it. Like, I can sit here and criticize all day what everyone does, but I don't know if I could do enough to like find favor in the producer's eye
to stay staying relevant. I mean, they put in a lot of hard work, I mean, getting out there. I mean, even Rob said that, Sheena's ex-boyfriend had said that they work very hard at keeping their stories fresh and exciting and bringing the drama and the whatever. So, kudos to those guys. I mean, it's definitely a task putting your life out there.
I feel like you just like made Rob sound like he was nice when he did that interview. He was such a dick about
it.
He
did give the cast some compliments in some situations.
He said they were like horrible people though.
Yeah, I guess. Christina Kelly, you haven't seen too much of her in the future.
I enjoyed this this exchange between Christina Kelly and Lisa Vanderpump because neither one of them could wipe the smile off of their face. Christina Kelly says, Lisa's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, I'm covering for Sheena because and Lisa's like, I know her foot. And she's like, no, it's her eye. And she's like, no, it's her tooth. Like they both were just sitting there just like totally making fun of Sheena. And Lisa, I liked that Lisa acknowledged that like, okay, maybe there is a problem with Sheena. I'll have a talk with her. And then she also gave Christina the advice, like, you don't have to cover for her. You can say no, you can give her a hard time. And, I did always like Christina Kelly though. Sheena was a hard worker, a hard worker. Mm-hmm. So, I appreciated that even when kind of there was a campaign against Sheena from Stassi and everything, she still, I think, you know, maintained like covering shifts and like, I don't think she was.
She kept it professional.
She wasn't like 100% mean girl like Stassi.
Yeah. I mean, she mentioned that she did drink a little bit of the haterade from the girls, but she seems to keep it a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got like a level head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a little bit more mature than the rest of the girls. But yeah, she acknowledges, you know.
Well, let's just finish up with Sheena while we're on it, and then we'll finish up Arrowhead. So Sheena finally rolls in. And she's like clocking in and Lisa's there and she's like, let me talk to you for a second. And Sheena's like, am I in trouble? And she sits down and she's like, so now what's going on? She's like, oh, like my contact lens scratched my eye and I had to make sure it wasn't an infection or anything. And Lisa's like, is that why you're wearing those glasses? She's like, yes. Basically, so Lisa kind of gives her like a...
She calls her out. She doesn't let her off the hook so easy.
No.
She calls her out on her stuff.
But I don't know that I was here for the fact that Lisa was like, the girls, don't give them anything else. Like, don't give them more ammo against you. They already don't like you. You're already on their turf. And Sheena interjects like, it's my turf too. And Lisa's like, then do it. Like, own it. Like, then make this your turf. Like, stop having all these little issues. If you have an issue, work hard like I do and move on.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice.
It is, yeah. But I felt like I don't think anyone's jealous of Sheena.
No, they're not.
So I feel like that's almost a way of stroking her ego instead of maybe acknowledging that like she has some problems in this relationship too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She was still jockeying for a position and there is still the opportunity to come out on top of everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to knock someone off their, you know, their spot and maybe take over. So I don't know if they're jealous or whatever.
But I guess it bothered me that Lisa was encouraging her to do that above anyone else.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely gunning for a spot here. She came in hardcore with her, you know, pop star image. Yeah, but even that, like, she's got the songs, the look and the attitude, and Stassi didn't care. And
she had Brandi Glanville. I mean, she had the biggest story. She had the storyline that crossed over the show.
Yeah.
And she still was struggling.
Yeah, I mean, but look what happens. Look where her position goes next season.
Yeah.
And that's without even trying. That was all kind of a real stroke of luck there. But I think that's what they're talking about there. Yeah, Lisa's telling her just, you know, don't give them any reason to hate you. Just do your thing.
Yeah, so that's how it ends. And then, you know, Sheena says, thank you for the pep talk, and gets back to work. So now back at Arrowhead, it's the next morning. It's the morning of the day of the performance. I would love to dig in the archives and see if we can find that concert, like if they published it on the internet, to see what time T. Sandy performed. Because I feel like his performance was like legit at 10:30 in the morning.
I mean, everybody's got cell phones at the time. Things were going up on YouTube all the time. So
I bet we can find it. So
I'm sure someone's got it. I did see that Martha Davis in the Motels performance. I don't know if it was exactly there.
Really?
But 2013, yeah. Like October 2013.
Really?
Yeah, so that's there. But they're a big band also. So I don't know if we could really find Pierce the Arrow. What was it called?
Yeah.
Pierce the Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they were as big on YouTube at the time, but it'd be cool. It'd be interesting to try to find them. But they're all hungover. They're having a breakfast, you know, on the lake.
And the first thing they bring up is like, Peter and Schwartz roll up on like this little like train.
Yeah, it was like a little train track around the
around the lake or something. So yeah. they're like, oh, so they come up and so they sit down. They're like, so like, how was your night? And everyone's like, don't even ask.
So they immediately start berating Tom Sandoval, and Kristen gets into it, and Peter's like looking like, what the heck is going on?
Kristen's like, you need to apologize, and he's like, I'm not going to apologize. And then he cries.
It's a real tearjerker here. Tom is good at busting out the tears. This is like his signature move. I think he's more proud of this than anything, any of his other accomplishments, is being able to cry on cue.
And the way that Stassi reacted to Jax's tattoo is the same way that Kristen reacts to the tears that T. Sandy is shedding. Like, her panties got wet right there. She's like, yes, like, I broke him. He's crying. And on top of that, he's crying in front of everyone.
She loves it.
And he's like professing that like he does care about the relationship and he is sorry. And he's doing it all in front of everyone. And she is just loving it.
This guy's an ugly crier, by the way.
Oh, God, the worst.
He makes the ugliest face, man. It's like, ugh, what are you doing, Tom? Very embarrassing. I would be pretty embarrassed if this was on TV. But
yeah,
right in front of everybody. And Stassi can't stop laughing. She's smirking and looking at everybody else. And yeah, she had mentioned that, am I seeing this? I want to make eye contact with someone else and be like, you know, do you understand what's going on here? Like, very funny. She always sort of breaks down laughing when Tom gets emotional.
Yes.
But yeah.
So Kristen basically like says like, this is all I wanted from you. This is all I wanted was like this emotion, this, you know, you caring about our relationship. Like, this is all I wanted. And that's confusing because, I mean, he cared last night when he tried to kiss her. He cared last night when he was trying to talk to her. He cared last night. You know, it's like the she cares that he humiliates himself.
She just wants a broken man.
Yes.
I guess, for some reason. But not a very good way to start a performance, you know, like, I guess getting all those emotions out and having a good cry, maybe that sort of cleansed
cleansed him. So then they show him going backstage and like setting up his equipment, and his band goes on. They sound cool.
Where is this band, by the way? I mean, have they really, I mean, I don't know if Tom's really done anything. I know he had another band, Charles McMansion.
That's right.
And they had some, you know, some song that was sort of a semi-hit. But this band, Pierce the Arrow, I don't think I've ever heard anything.
I mean, I was like digging the lead singer. He was cool.
Yeah, it was just one of those sort of bands at the time that they all kind of sounded alike, very nondescript. No one looks like anything special. Not a very strong image, per se. You know what I mean? Very t-shirt and jeans type of band.
So the whole crew is there cheering them on. Stassi's mom's there. Nikolai is there.
Yeah, good performance. Tom seems like he's a pretty good guitar player.
He's entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, and Kristen taught him everything he knows, right?
I mean, that, like, if we ever get to interview Kristen, like, I want to know every detail of that.
I want to see Kristen. I want to see something from Kristen playing guitar. And that's another thing, too. It's like, guitar players, we sort of sympathize with each other. She was really ragging on him that night. You didn't think that a guitar player would treat another guitar player like that.
But she turns it around on the concert day.
And gives him full support.
Yeah, she stands up. She is, you know, throwing up the rock sign. She is, you know, giving him heart eyes. She's very much, you know, like a fangirl in that moment, which I think T. Sandy loved. And then afterwards, like, they just rode that high and were making out and just, like, so into it.
Yeah. I think this was a little bit of an aphrodisiac for their relationship, you know, getting up there and performing kind of gave Kristen a new set of eyes on Tom. So,
and then at the end of the performance, the gang goes up to the front and they fling some like thong underwear up at the guys.
Some women's undergarments.
And Peter cracks a joke. Well, T. Sandy's wearing girl pants, girl's jacket, girl makeup, girl hair product. So why not some girl underwear?
I mean, that was a very common thing amongst rock stars. Did you know that? That they wore girl pants or clothing?
I didn't know that. I know they wore makeup and stuff.
Yeah. Well, so back in the, you know, the 80s or whatever, you know, the hairy metal type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. You couldn't find clothing that was tight and form-fitted like a woman's, like women's pants, right? Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. You know, men's clothing never fit that way. Men's clothing's always, you know, boxy. So a lot of the rock stars wore women's pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a thing.
I always felt like they were so tall, though. Like, how did they get, like, tall leather pants?
I mean, was he joking about... He said Tom was wearing, I mean, women's makeup, okay, because women generally use makeup. Hair products, I guess. It's unisex, but whatever. But women's pants? Is he specifically wearing women's pants? Or did he just mean, like, tight
style? I think he's just saying that he is, you know, feminine.
Oh, Peter, you're such a misogynist.
Yeah. So after that, that's pretty much it. So Stassi and Jax take a little stroll and, you know, he's still in the afterglow of the tattoo and she's still super impressed. And they're walking down like the dock and she's like, remember, like when we were talking about getting married, you said you were going to get your ring tattooed on. And he's like, I still would do that. So it made me think, like, do you think that he'll get a tattoo for Jax and Brittany's wedding?
Oh, my gosh. He's still prone to making the same dumb decisions as he's always been. I don't think Jax has changed very much. No. And we see that later on in the next couple seasons where he gets another girl's name tattooed on his arm. So, yeah.
Jax. If I was Brittany, though, I would, like, demand that he gets me tattooed on him. Like, if he has done that for everyone else and not me, I'd have a problem with it.
Yeah, but you could look at it in this way. That
you're more special?
Yeah, that the relationship that's bound to work is the one where he didn't get a tattoo because the other ones all failed, right?
I guess. So
maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I could see where you're going on that one. But Jax, stay away from the tattoos. Plus, he's got to get them all covered up anyway.
We have to go back to something that Stassi said when she was talking to her mom, and her mom was like kind of telling her, like, shit or get off the pot about Jax. She made a comment where she's like, I'm just so terrified to be the girl who tries a relationship again and it fails. And I thought, that's interesting because unfortunately that happened with Patrick.
Yeah.
They broke up. And she gave it another go and it failed.
I mean, I could say that that relationship, the one with Patrick, Stassi's current relationship in the last couple of years, was even worse than the one she has with Jax.
100%.
I mean, he didn't respect her. He treated her worse than Jax did. I mean, I don't know what she's doing here. She's not, doesn't have a knack for picking him. And then I highly doubt her mom was really into Patrick. I mean, her mom confronted Jax in this episode a little bit. Right?
Yeah,
they talked, and Jax is very respectful. He seems to really like Stassi's mom and have a good relationship with him. But she's, you know,
yeah. But once again, like, it's that classic Jax behavior that he's exhibiting when she's trying to talk to him and, like, get, like, a true moment out of him. He doesn't look her in the eyes. He's just, like, shady as hell, just like what he did in Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah,
what he does with everyone.
I mean, it's just this kind of insincerity and this just spewing of cliche bullshit that he's you know, known for.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs to kind of reevaluate these situations, be true to himself and think, do I really want this? You know, is this something I want? Do I want to be in this relationship? So yeah, I mean, Stassi's mom confronted him and asked him that straight up, like, what do you want? Like, why do you love my daughter? Like, what do you, he didn't really have a good answer. He just kind of said like, oh, we're best friends. It's like, come on. Is that really true? So she wasn't buying it. And I think kind of now Jax has, I mean, is he still in love with Stassi?
No, I don't think so.
So yeah, it's just kind of like, it's how you feel in the moment, I guess. And he's known for that. He's known for trying to, I don't know. He's just not being true to himself, I think.
So sticking on the Jackson Stassi theme, what did you think about his convo with Nikolai?
Yeah, that was funny. I was wondering what T. Sandy was doing, because we know that Tom is not a very big fan of Nikolai, Stassi's little brother. He had threatened to drop kick him like a football, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah, so he's not impressed by the little kid. The little cute jokes.
He took like extreme offense to like things that a child said.
Yeah, Nikolai is kind of, you know, forward and out there, and
pretty harmless and innocent.
Yeah, yeah, he's just.
I could get though, like if he was coming for me and making like little smart ass comments, I'd probably say something too, like shut the fuck up. But I felt like Tom took it like a step further and just came off like salty about it. Like, yeah. It's like, dude, just laugh it off. Like, you can either laugh it off or you can be like, I'm gonna kick his ass. Like,
yeah, I think Tom wouldn't have any qualms with kicking a 10-year-old's ass. But Jax and Nikolai seem to have a pretty good relationship. That was a little cute moment, right?
They were playing games. I was telling you as we were watching it, like, I felt like they maybe didn't know that he was capable of delivering Jax a speech like that, because Jax couldn't even keep a straight face. He was just like smiling and laughing. And it was just cute how he was like, one of the things he said, he was like, don't lie, don't cheat, be brave. Like, it sounded like a little like Disney movie or something.
Yeah, and he could, you know, he could relate with Jax and how Stassi is, and, you know, she's a princess and she can be vicious. He said,
yeah,
like,
it was cute.
You know, so he knows his sister. And
I personally enjoy the Nikolai scenes. I was like heartbroken for him when this whole T. Sandy thing happened and when he was on the reunion, because I heard of all the backlash that he got. Like, he literally almost got kicked out of his private school. He, you know, just from being on the show and the exposure that came from it and stuff. Like, yeah. He's just, I don't think he meant any harm.
No, he's just a kid.
And he's just trying, you know, when Stassi laughs or something, I'm sure he's just trying to impress her. It's sad.
And that's TV show gold. Producers love a cute kid and off the cuff remarks. But I mean, Jackson and Nikolai's relationship looked like it was pretty, you know, they were pretty close. Maybe, I mean, he had dated Stassi for a couple of years. I'm sure he got really close to the family. So that was probably pretty tough and pretty sad to, you know, separate from the people that, you know, he interacts with in her family. And I'm sure as a kid too, he's like, you know, his sister's boyfriend that he likes hanging out with. Now he's gone. So another thing to think about, Jax.
Yeah.
You've destroyed many lives.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for this episode. It kind of ends on a high note for Kristen and Tom. Katie and Stassi are just like annoyed and rolling their eyes. They're like, they can pretend like everything's fine all they want, but it's not. But TBD on what happens with that. So, yeah.
And Jax, you know, he still has a fighting chance here. He believes that he's going to be getting back in Stassi's good graces sooner or later. Well, you know what? Actually, you just forgot this. The episode ends with them talking after they all come back from the performance. They're all on a high. T. Sandy and Kristen are doing their thing. And Jax is talking to Stassi and they're reminiscing. And he shows her the tattoo again. She gets all giddy and he says, well, you know, I'm going to go to bed. Before I go, can I get a hug? And then she starts like blushing and he goes in for the, can I have a kiss? You know, he does that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, I don't know. So there was a little bit of hope right here in this episode, right?
I had, oh my gosh, I was like on the edge of the couch, like, come on, like, hook up, hook up.
Yeah, it was like a, oh my gosh, is this how, is this what's to come?
Like I wish that they would have, like everyone would have been like, hey, where's Stassi and Jax? And then, like, come in and they're like having breakfast in bed, like holding each other, and everyone's like, so this is like, and then everyone in their confessionals could be like, I guess this is happening.
Yeah, well, has the episode happened yet with Frank and the whole confirmation? Oh, that was last season. That was the first season.
Yeah, okay. We already dealt with Frank.
All right. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there was a chance here. I thought there was a chance.
So we'll have to stay tuned to the next episode to see where it goes with Jax and Stassi. Are they going to, you know, be able to make something work, or
they could reconcile? Who knows? Yeah. You know, the power couple could be back. But yeah, that's about it. So thank you guys for listening to this recap in this retro episode.
Yeah, Vanderpump Rules, season two. Send us an email at VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com if you remember Chad. I'm wondering if our OG listeners, that I feel so bad because so many of you were so nice to write in and say, when are you going to do more retro episodes? We like Chad. I mean, Chad's all over our iTunes reviews. And Chad literally thinks that I wrote those messages. He doesn't think that anyone wrote them in. So
I don't believe it. Yeah, there was a lot of nice comments. So whoever wrote them, Holly, Sarah, you know, you guys are just trying to make me feel better.
Dude, I don't have time to like make up a fake iTunes account. Otherwise, our rating would be higher.
Otherwise, very good. Very nice. Thank you guys for all the nice comments. I'd love to come back and, you know, we can continue with these retro episodes. Like I said, we're going to put in some more time in getting these out for you. We want to do all the retro episodes up to the present. So thank you guys so much for all your comments. And, you know, please check out the other episodes. Holly and Sarah do Vanderpump Rules currently. And like I said, go check out the old interviews. There's lots of cool stuff. They got a lot more exciting stuff coming up for you. So check those out.
Yeah, so we'll be back Saturday with an updated episode for you. And I know Sarah's eager to for us to tell a story about Tuesday and to get back into the groove. And
if you guys want to see more of me or hear more of me, please leave a comment, let Holly know, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you.